Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Well, we got breaking news here, folks. We've had a monster show already. Curtis Sliwa, Alex Trayman, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson made his debut. He was terrific. Bill O'Reilly and Ross Tucker. But breaking news. This is unbelievable. Shows you what a great attorney, famed defense attorney, my dear friend Arthur Idala is. It seems like the Harvey Weinstein rape verdict has been overturned. The appeal. Here he is, the man himself, with the breaking news. Arthur Idala, is that what's happened here?
Sid, talking like a brother, as you know, growing up, you and I were not exactly known as the intellectual giants of Brooklyn. And we could throw Tacopina in that mix, too, right? Coach Fogliata made him write left and right on his shoes because he kept going through the wrong holes playing football.
Oh, God.
And I stood in the highest court of the state of New York on Valentine's Day after studying harder than I've studied for anything since the bar exam in 1992. And I argued against the guy who graduated from Harvard and Yale. You're talking to Mr. SUNY and CUNY over here. I argued my heart out, my life out. And again, not because, I'm saying Harvey Weinstein is the sweetest man in the whole planet, although he has consistently maintained his innocence, because I knew in my heart of hearts he did not get a fair trial. And today the highest court in the state of New York agreed that he did not get a fair trial. That Sandoval ruling that President Trump just got, they're allowing like five things in there, which is a lot. With Harvey, they were allowing 32 things in there, going back to the Ronald Reagan administration, which is just beyond anything. So this is, of course, is a victory for Harvey Weinstein, but honestly, Sid, as objective as any criminal defense attorney can be, it's a victory for anyone in the state of New York and nationally, because this will be a nationally covered case, who gets charged with a crime and prosecutors try to put in evidence that under our United States Constitution should not be allowed in before a jury. So it's not a victory only for Harvey Weinstein, because he's still got to go deal with L.A. and he's sentenced to 16 years there. But every criminal defendant, my phone's blowing up with criminal defense attorneys more than anyone else right now, saying thank you, thank you, thank you, because it gives New Yorkers especially, but this will be covered around the country, a fair shake now when they get charged with a crime in a courtroom.
Thomas Kniff, who's representing Daniel Penny, another very high-profile case right now, just texted me, proud of you, Arthur. That trial was an affront to due process. So that's a nice little note there from Thomas. So is he allowed to go home now? Harvey, I know L.A. is pending.
No, because he's got that California thing. But your friend, I know you go out to lunch regularly with Alvin Bragg.
Yes.
He's got to decide what he wants to do now, because there's only one defendant left. Harvey was found not guilty of several crimes. So there's only one woman left in that original indictment, and they have to decide what they want to do. Do they want to retry him? She wound up getting a boatload of money from his insurance policy. So I don't know. Is she going to come back and put herself through all that? We shall find out, but obviously, and Harvey doesn't even know. Sid Rosenberg knows before Harvey. Harvey's behind bars. He gets to the phone, I think, at 10 o'clock.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABO Law. GabbleLaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Oh, that's when he gets the phone privileges. So in the final 60 seconds, and you know I'm honored. I mean that sincerely. I'm honored. I know we love each other. We're dear friends for many years from the same neighborhood. But I'm honored that you took the time to call me and hop on this show. The next 45 seconds, tell everybody what went down because of your hard work with your client, Harvey Weinstein, today.
Basically, the highest court in the state of New York, seven judges, decided that Harvey Weinstein did not get a fair trial, that the trial judge, this isn't about is he innocent or is he not innocent, this is about did the trial judge make the rulings that we're watching Judge Merchant make right now, and so this should be a shot over his bow as well, whether he applied the law fairly in a very high-profile case, because before Trump, Weinstein was the highest-profile case ever to be tried in that courthouse. So this is telling everyone, you better play by the rules, whether it's Harvey Weinstein or Donald Trump, because we will reverse you if you stray.
Well, I'm really proud of you and happy for you. I mean, Harvey Weinstein's a scumbag as far as I'm concerned. I don't care.
But He's a great guy.
Yeah, great guy. But I'm really, really happy for you. I really am. Arthur, congratulations. And I'll talk to you later on tonight and come back on the show tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you later.
There he is, the great defense attorney, Audie Idala. That's a big win, guys.